Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers, text number 11. Naivatmana prabhurayam nidalava purno. Manam janad avidusha karuna varite. Yadyaj jano bhagavati vidadutamanam. Tachatmana prati mukasya yata mukashri. Na nor eva. Certainly. Atmanaha, for his personal benefit. Prabhu, the Lord. I am this. Nijalabha Purna is always satisfied in himself. He does not need to be satisfied by the service of others. Manam, respect. Janat, from a person. Avidusha, who does not know that the aim of life is to please the Supreme Lord. Karuna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is so kind to this foolish, ignorant person. Rinite, accepts. Yat yat, whatever. Jana, a person. Bhagavate, under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidadita, may offer. Manam, worship. Tat, that. Cha, indeed. Atmane, for his own benefit. Prati mukhasya, other reflection of the face in the mirror. Yata, just as. Mukhastri, the decoration of the face. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. Purport. In Bhakti Yoga, it is recommended that a devotee follow the nine principles. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. This service of glorifying the Lord by hearing, chanting, and so on is not, of course, meant for the benefit of the Lord. This devotional service is recommended for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord is always glorious, whether the devotee glorifies him or not. But if the devotee engages in glorifying the Lord, the devotee himself automatically becomes glorious. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. But that's in another purport. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart. Thus he can understand that he does not belong to the material world, but is a spirit soul whose actual activity is to advance in Krishna consciousness, so that he may become free from the material clutches. Thus the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished, bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Foolish person is amazed that Krishna orders Sarva Dharma Prajaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Ban all varieties of religious activities and just surrender unto me. Some foolish scholars even say that this is too much to demand. But this demand is not for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, rather is for the benefit of human society. The human being individually and collectively surrenders everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in full Krishna consciousness, all of human society will benefit. One who does not dedicate everything to the Supreme Lord, described in this verse, is a vidusha, a rascal. In Bhagavad Gita 7:15, the Lord himself speaks in the same way. Vam diskritino mudam parpadyante naradama maya apriti jnana asram bhavam ashitya. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Because of ignorance and misfortune, the atheists and the Naradamas, the lowest of men, do not surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although the Supreme Lord Krishna is full in himself, he appears in different yugas to demand the surrender of the conditioned souls so that they will benefit by becoming free from the material clutches. In conclusion, the more we engage in Krishna consciousness and render service unto the Lord, the more we benefit Krishna. The more we benefit. Krishna does not need service from any of us. Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if someone's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. It is said, Ita tora mula nishechenena tripdyanti tatskana bhujo prashaka prahanaharach cha jitendriyanam tataiva saravahanam atateja. Just like if you water the root of the tree, the water goes to all the leaves and branches. Or by supplying food to the stomach, the food goes to all the different parts of the body. So similarly, by serving Achyuta, Krishna, all the demigods and all living entities are satisfied. Now, Krishna is a very big tree, and we have a very small drop of water to offer to it. Still, it's something. Krishna is Rasaraj, so even the smallest thing Krishna can enjoy practically unlimitedly. So that's Krishna's inconceivable nature, that he can be fully present wherever he is. Wherever we are, we're not even hardly present, but to speak of being fully present, even in this little space that we take up. And yet Krishna is 100% present in the heart of all living entities. It's not that he falls asleep during class. And when you wake Krishna up, you say, what happened? He says, I can't remember. Maybe there was a tape recording. I forgot, you know. I don't know, how am I going to give this person karma because I can't just remember. It's too difficult. I quit. I'm packing the universe up and going home. No, for Krishna, this doesn't seem to be any problem. To be on unlimited hearts and unlimited atoms, everywhere, eternally, past, present, future. And it's not in the spiritual world. Radharani meets Krishna and says, Radharani goes, you look really worried. What's that? What's going on? It's getting difficult. You know, I'm overworked, underpaid. Maybe I should find a new occupation. Being God is too difficult. No, for Krishna, there's no problem. It's all happening. Svabhavaki balakriya cha. netasya karyam karanam chavidite nichach dira drishyate parashya shaktir vividaiva shuyate svabhavaki jnana bala kriyacha. That Krishna has nothing to do. Netasya karanam karanam chavidite netasamastha drishyate. Nor is anyone equal to or greater than him. Parashyavak shaktir vivitayava shuyate. And all his energies are acting just as a natural sequence. Everything is going on. Krishna doesn't have to personally do anything, although certainly Krishna is observing everything that's going on. Otherwise it wouldn't work. Unless Krishna knew exactly what karma to give us, then things wouldn't work out. Even Yamaraj, when he has to judge the sinful, Krishna is in his heart telling him what to do. It's not that Yamaraj, he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed one day and the population of hell just, you know, overflows because he's in a bad mood. Everyone who comes before Yamaraj, he says, I don't know what you did, but your face looks bad enough. You're in trouble, boy. No, Krishna is in his heart. And Krishna knows everything, so Krishna tells him exactly what to award the sinful, what kind of punishment to award the sinful living entity. And where Krishna is not at all attached. He's sitting, as we heard is in Bhagavad Gita, he's sitting as if neutral. He's perfect in his judgments because he knows past, present, and future. Vedaham samaditani bhartmanani charjana bhavishani chabhutani mamtu venana kashana. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that's happened in the past, everything happening in the future, in the present, everything that's going to come, and I also know all of the entities, but me no one knows. So Krishna, as I said before, he's much better than Santa Claus. He knows if you've been good or bad. Eternally, he knows all these things. Therefore, a little consciousness, a little bit carefulness, a little bit of understanding, a little bit of desire to please Krishna goes a long, long way. Krishna is simply anxious that we do something to please him. And if he does, then Krishna can reciprocate with us in a spiritual way. Other than that, I'm sure he's pretty bored. Actually, he's not bored. Although he's watching all living entities performing so many karmic or vikarmic activities, he's always hoping that somehow or another someone will at least turn to him and go back to the spiritual world. Therefore, he's accompanying us since time immemorial. Very attentive. Especially he's attentive if we do something right. He's not really looking for us to do something wrong. He's hoping that we can do something right, and therefore he can give us some extraordinary mercy. Because devotional service is beyond the laws of material nature. On the other hand, the soul should understand that Krishna comes in the material world, yadai yadai dharmas yaglani bhavati bharata, not because he has difficulty finding good help in the spiritual world, and he's coming and recruiting. See if you can find a few good help, some good servants here. No, Krishna is coming here in order to give the living entities a chance to go back to the spiritual world and begin their real life again. Now, if they don't do that, Krishna may be a little disappointed, but it's not that he has nothing to do in terms of the spiritual world. He has unlimited pastimes going on eternally there. It's not that we get back to the spiritual world and finally Krishna goes, oh, finally, the spiritual world's worth living now. Someone better than Radharani has come back. No, whether we come back or not, Krishna is going to be, he's always happy. Similarly, all the spiritual world's pastimes are going on with or without us. But it's up to us if we want to participate and add our little tiny drop of happiness to an unlimited ocean of happiness in the spiritual world. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is saying how great and wonderful Krishna is, And that if we want, for our own benefit, we can also join with Krishna in his Leela and experience unlimited happiness forever. Or else we can waste our time here and try to enjoy this Leela where we're never satisfied and material life is simply like a blazing fire of anxiety, always wondering when the next problem is going to come and what's going to be the result of it. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
How come, Maharaj, that although we theoretically understand that Krishna is our benefactor and eager to bring us back to Godhead, why we are so, in spite of theoretically understand that we are still want to be here and do...
This is theoretical. Generally speaking, we wind up in one of the four classes of positions that Prabhupada mentions, or Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita. Either we've been sinful, or we've been foolish, or we've been deceitful, or we've been atheistic. Because of that, we've lost our taste, or we haven't had our taste for Krishna consciousness. We don't have a taste for Krishna consciousness, because we're attracted to these things, these conceptions or these experiences. And therefore, we don't have a taste, so we don't know what Krishna consciousness is really like. And even if we found out what Krishna consciousness was like for a moment or some time, we forget. So that's the power of illusion. Daivyesha gunamayi mama maya duratya mameva ye prapadente maya metam durandite. This divine energy of mine is consisting of the three modes. It's difficult to overcome, but those who take shelter of me can easily cross beyond it. So as soon as we stop taking shelter of Krishna sincerely, then we get captured by Maya. And then we think Maya is our normal state. And we can't even imagine what Krishna consciousness could be like.
How to gain this trust in Krishna?
Hear, chant, remember, serve, practice. And then Krishna will gradually, didami buddhi yogam dham. And gradually Krishna will give us some intelligence, some realization. And once he destroyed with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance, then at least we've come up to that level. Usually, for instance, we'll feel bad if we don't wash our hands before we eat or something. We'll get that much intelligence. Krishna will help remember us. But if we come to that level, and then Krishna says, go wash your hands. And we say, I'm too lazy. I'm not going to act. I did it 100 times before. I'm not doing it anymore. Then that level of consciousness, we may get covered over again. But if we actually get a higher taste by meditating upon Krishna, then when we meditate upon Krishna again in some future time, then we'll start where we left off on. Eventually, of course, we may have to scrape off a few of our karmic reactions that we acquired during the time we were forgetful of Krishna. But when those sinful reactions go away, then we start where we left off.
The principle of surrender is mentioned in the Purport many times. And why conditioned soul is so scared about this? And what it means actually to surrender?
Well, we're already surrendered. Our senses say, do this, and we jump. Our senses say jump, and we only go how high. So we are surrendered. We're just not surrendered to the right thing. We have to be surrendered. We have no choice because we're very tiny. But we've had a lot of material experience, even in this lifetime, which gave us what we thought was happiness. And we're attached to that. We don't have enough confidence or whatever. We haven't developed the skill, the confidence. We don't have the knowledge, the perspective, the confidence, the skill, and the character to take full shelter of Krishna. But we have to try to develop those things. So therefore we're getting a little theoretical knowledge, but that's not enough. Usually everyone is sitting around getting more and more theoretical knowledge, but they don't do anything. So someone has to tell them to do something, they have to be willing to do it. Apply the theoretical knowledge, get the proper perspective, not just accumulate knowledge, but see it properly. See how Krishna is God, see how it's our benefit to serve Krishna. Get some, be around devotees who are convinced, do a little practice so that Krishna can reciprocate with us and help our conviction, develop our skill in loving relationships, and then develop a real character, a pure character, so that we're not attracted to the lower modes and lower activities anymore. So that takes a while to develop. Mm-hmm. But we have to want to develop it. We have to have that conviction that that's what I want to do.
Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandaraj, my Bhagavatam, Kidai.